This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. India's main opposition leader called for a national lockdown on Friday and warns unless the deadly wave sweeping the country is brought under control, it will devastate India and threaten the rest of the world. Tons of medical equipment from abroad has begun arriving at Delhi hospitals, trying to ease the pressure on India's overburdened healthcare system. The South Asian nation has added 1.5 million new infections in just the past week, recording 414,000 on Friday, as well as nearly 4,000 dead, another round of daily new world records for any one country. Health officials in a tourist area in western India say up to 1 in 2 people tested in recent weeks for coronavirus has been positive. French President Emmanuel Macron said Friday he was ready to discuss waiving COVID-19 vaccine patents, but more important was the U.S. and U.K. ending export restrictions on vaccines and their raw materials. Macron says many ingredients and vaccines are blocked as he arrived at an EU summit in Portugal. He says 100% of the vaccines produced in the United States are for the American market, while the European Union has exported 200 million vaccine doses. It comes amid skepticism over the sudden U.S. about-face this week to support the suspension of vaccine patents as pushed for by the World Health Organization and countries such as India and South Africa. Some leaders, including Macron, have said they are open to discussing the idea, while German Chancellor Angela Merkel has come out fiercely against it. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Several world powers held a fourth round of high-level talks in Austria aimed at bringing the United States back into the nuclear deal with Iran. Talks restarted early last month, and Russia's negotiators said after Friday's meeting there was agreement on the need to intensify the process. He adds the delegation seemed to be ready to stay in Vienna as long as necessary to achieve the goal. The U.S. pulled out of the landmark 2015 deal 3 years ago after then-President Donald Trump said the pact needed to be renegotiated. Iran reacted by steadily increasing its violations of the deal, which is intended to prevent the country from obtaining nuclear weapons. U.S. President Joe Biden says he wants to rejoin the deal, but Iran needs to return to compliance. The United Nations says nearly 18,000 people in Burkina Faso have been forcefully displaced from their homes in the past 10 days due to a series of attacks by unidentified arms groups that have killed 45 people. The UN Refugee Agency said Friday gunmen have hit 3 separate regions, burning down houses and shooting civilians dead. The assailants also ransacked health centers and damaged homes and shops. Attacks by jihadist arms groups linked to Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State in the Western Africa Sahel region have been rising sharply since the start of last year, particularly in Mali, Niger, and Burkina Faso. The UN says the situation is fueling one of the fastest-growing displacement crises in the world. Myanmar's ruling military said Friday it will not agree to a visit by a regional envoy until it can establish stability, as it faces nationwide protests against the coup that removed the elected government 3 months ago. Leaders of countries in the Association of Southeast Asian Nations said last month they had a deal with Myanmar's junta leader to allow an envoy after agreements over ending the violence and allowing humanitarian help. But a junta spokesman now says they need a certain level of security and stability before cooperating with any sort of envoy. There were more protests and marches on Friday, including in Myanmar's commercial capital, Yangon, and smaller protests in at least 10 other places around the country. A local monitoring group says at least 769 people have been killed and nearly 3,700 people detained in the military's crackdown on opponents. And police in the U.S. say a young elementary school girl pulled a handgun from her backpack at her school in the state of Idaho on Thursday and opened fire, shooting and injuring 2 fellow students and a staff member. The 6th grade student was disarmed by a teacher and held until law enforcement arrived. Reporting remotely, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.